804. It's the Mornings with Ed show. A very good morning to you on Mondays. As you know, it means the Artist Corner, where we have a local artist sit down across from us. And the reason we started this is because you could be living right next door to someone who's incredibly talented and dedicated and not even know it. You could see them every day. When you walk into the art supply store here in town, you could notice, wow, you're an artist. I didn't know that. We have with us Noel Lashley, famous for ceramics, clothing, textile, mixed painting. Welcome, Noel.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you. Thank you for getting in here early this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, we see you. If we had a camera in here, we would recognize you immediately. The entire town would recognize you from being part of the Laguna Art Supply Store, right?
Yes. People say you're that guy from the art store.
Yeah. When, in fact, you're a pretty decent artist yourself. Ceramics is where I noticed you first. Now, how did you get started in ceramics?
Well, back in high school, I enjoyed ceramics class, and I really loved doing ceramics. And Bill Darnell was my teacher. This is Laguna Beach High School. So that got me really into it, and I actually went off to college and studied art and ceramics and got my a teaching credential, actually, in art. And I had an emphasis on ceramics and just really loved ceramics classes all through college. And so I just basically got back into it after maybe 15 years hiatus. So
right. Now, turning imagination into a structured piece, into a piece of ceramic, into a whatever, the bowl, the shape, whatever, what's that process like? Do you think of it first, or are you just working on clay as you think?
Well, you have an idea. I do like to do hand-built slab work, right. So you kind of have an idea. I mean, with slab work, you can actually have it cut out and cardboard and how you want the shapes to be. Otherwise, also I picked up a wheel from somebody in town here for like really cheap. I don't think she realized how much she was selling it for. It could have been a lot more, but when it comes to throwing, you kind of let the clay do its thing. I was throwing some mugs for the Sawdust Festival this last summer. And for me, I kind of just let the wheel choose how it was, and kind of did a lot of different size mugs, small, large, different handles, all sorts of fun stuff like that.
Okay. Now, I think to myself, when you say throwing it, you just really are letting the wheel spin and kind of take control. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah. Well, throwing is like you have an electric wheel.
Okay.
And it has a foot pedal. And so you just get the right speed and, right. And you know, you got to get the hands wet and get into the clay and just, you know, pull the clay up into a bowl or cup or however you want to create the okay. piece.
Yeah. Now, is your girlfriend an artist?
She does not do much art.
Okay. Now, have you ever done, just for the sake of doing it, you ever do the scene from Ghost with her? Are you guys ever like do that? Put some Righteous Brothers on in the background?
No, but there's always time for that since I have a wheel in my garage, so definitely.
Now, you mentioned you went to Laguna Beach High School, and now you have a teaching credential. What's the satisfaction of teaching a new artist something that you know? What is that satisfaction of teaching something that you know to a young artist?
Well, I got a teaching credential, but I don't necessarily practice it in like a high school or junior high or anything like right. that. But I do art lessons with kids that through Loca Foundation here in Laguna.
Beautiful.
And I actually do lessons with like 3 to 6 year old kids. So right. it's really fun to do art with them because they're so young that right. it's like all brand new for them. And I got a whole bunch of different lessons, and it's just great to see them
That's
get
awesome.
Creative and explore colors and color mixing and all that stuff. So
there's nothing better than watching a kid's imagination run wild.
Yeah. Especially at that age, because they're just discovering it, you know?
Right. Are you working on any pieces right now?
Right now, I am working on a big piece. It's like a 5-foot by 7-foot acrylic painting. It's going to be, it's in the first stages, but it's going to be an osprey with a fish in its talons and some other seagulls wow. around it. So I'm trying to work big and get some big pieces going. So this is kind of a step in a new direction for me.
Okay.
It's fun to I'm kind of all over the board with my art, so now I'm getting into some nature stuff. I've been painting birds. I don't know if as you may have seen.
I noticed you're a painter. You're a mixed artist. You're a little bit of everything, man.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, do you get a lot of the inspiration? Because you're a surfer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So do you get a lot of inspiration from being out on the surf?
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely. The sun setting over the glassy waters, you know, it's like, it's beautiful. And, you know, I definitely could get into the surf art thing, but I try to stay maybe away from surf art because I don't want to just be, you know, put into that category.
Pigeonholed.
Yeah.
You don't want to be pigeonholed into surf art.
Yeah. So it's kind of fun. I just can't really necessarily do a series. I'm like, once I do a few paintings, something I'm on to something else, it's like totally different.
Right. Now the difference between ceramics and mixed media and painting on canvas, is there a different mindset before you start working on those types of things?
I don't know if it's necessarily a different mindset. It's just a different like area at the house. I'm in my garage doing ceramics, and I have a whole setup in there for my with a table and a wheel and all that stuff. And then when it comes to painting, I'm in my house and you know, painting right on the wall and stuff. So, you know, I just jam out to some music and maybe listen to the local radio station here in
town. There you go.
And
yeah. Said all the right things.
And so I just have fun with it.
So you've had the Laguna Beach, the art supply store here on Ocean. You've had that since 1986.
Yes. Right?
And you work with a couple of talented artists. You work with Elizabeth McGee and Janet Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you guys... Do you give each other advice? Is there that trifecta of, I see you're working on this piece, here's how can I help? Or is that not allowed in the art world?
Well, I definitely don't give Liz McGee advice because she's a professional. She does really good portraiture and stuff like
that.
Right,
she's amazing. Yeah, we've had her on the show. We had her back ago, and I can't wait to have her back.
Other than that, I mean, artists come into the shop and ask, you know, about different acrylics and mediums and oils, and everyone in the store is pretty educated on all the different mediums,
right,
and all the different supplies for art. So we try to steer people in the right direction. You know, we all know our stuff.
You do. I go in there. I'm in there at least twice a month for, you know, not really. I'm not an artist of any kind, but you guys do. You know your stuff, man. I listen to you with other people, and that's pretty cool.
It's helpful. Other art supply shops you might go to, they don't know anything about their art supplies, so it's kind of nice that we know our stuff.
Right, and if our listeners don't already know who he is from what we're talking about now, he was the guy that was driving around in that just cherry blue Volkswagen Beetle a couple of years back. You sold the Volkswagen.
Oh, no, I still have it.
Oh, nice.
I don't drive it as much in the winter time.
Okay.
But, yeah,
that's
it's
just
my Sunday drive, for sure.
That's such a Laguna Beach cool car, man.
Yeah, it's fun. Top down and cruise around.
What's your Instagram? In case our listeners want to find any of your art eventually or soon or whatever, what's your Instagram account?
Yeah, well, my Instagram is Noel Lashley. It's N-O-E-L and then another L, A-S-H-L-E-Y. I actually just got that Instagram up and running again, so nice. I am going to be putting some of my artwork onto that by the end of today.
Very nice.
Get it going.
All right. And if you missed any portion of this, it'll be podcast. It'll be up on the KX93.5 website. Just pop down the Mornings with Ed podcast page. It'll be up there. I can't thank you enough for coming in this morning. And by the way, shop locally. This is a local art store. You don't have to leave town to get your art supplies. You shop locally. They're right up on Ocean. Everybody knows what they're doing. Noel, thank you so much for being part of the show this morning.
Sorry, just throwing this in. We're having a big sale right now.
There you go.
So the 24th, 20% to 40% off of art supplies. So come on in, visit the local brick and mortar.
Very, very nice. Thank you very much. Noel Lashley with us this morning. Thanks, Noel.
Thank you.
All right.